reflects a working day in the factory La Biscaya in 1893. There is a very thick pipe, also known as the black pudding, surrounding the bottom of the blast furnace, as if it were afloat. Its mission was to blow hot air to maintain pressure and high temperature in the furnace. In the middle of the painting, underneath the black pudding, is the crucible, and, as if it were a tap, red-hot iron is poured onto it. They called it to sting the furnace. That liquid iron, called cast iron, flows down the canal and fills the narrow and long mold's grill to make ingots that will then be exported. It was then cheaper to transport a ton of ingots than a ton of mineral. That is why they started this factory. Several workers help fill the molds with long iron sticks. One of them is wearing a red beret, maybe the painter's tribute to the last Carlist upbringing. On the left-hand side, there is a bucket full of water, waiting on the floor to help with the red hot. In the lower part of the painting, to the right, there is a cloud of smoke. In this process, they used to pour caustic soda to get rid of the leftover sulfur. Can you imagine the fumes? In fact, one of the claims they made in the strikes of 1890 was to ban certain materials and production systems that were harmful to the workers' health. It took centuries for them to be banned.